Anyone who reads the Quran realizes that there is a great deal of concentration on the history of Bani Israel. They say to a prophet of theirs that we want to be given the order to go out and duel with the enemy. And then their prophet tells them, if the order to fight comes to you from Allah, would you hesitate not to do so? Because once an order is issued from Allah, Jalla wa Ala, then it becomes binding. So pay very close attention to what you are requesting and what you are saying. And then they say, we will go to the battlefront, and why not, when we have been displaced from our own areas and lands, and we have been separated from our own sons and families. Remember, these words are very reminiscent and very descriptive of the conditions of the Muslims nowadays. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير. So the order from Allah came, and there has to be a leader, and so that leader and commander became Talut, and they took issue with that. أن يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال. They asked, how can this person be our leader when we are more qualified to be the leader than he is? It is not a historical sentence that we read in the Quran that belongs to thousands of years ago. It is an attitude that lives on. You have a legitimate, an authentic, a qualified Islamic leader who comes to the presence of the Muslims, and then some Muslims begin to say, well, how can this person become our leader? He doesn't have the wealth that we have. He doesn't have the means that we have. He is not one of us. See, this is a key word here. He is not one of us. And then after they get rid of this squabble, and they get rid of it by some of them not following, they say, we refuse to be enlisted while this person is our commander-in-chief. And then they peeled away. And then what happens as he becomes commander? What do some of them say? When they come to a river, he says to them, do not partake, don't drink from this river. If you're out there and you are thirsty, there's a river flowing with water, it doesn't make any military sense to tell the troops not to drink of that water. So some of them said, we're going to drink from this water. And then they peeled away. You see the objections as time goes on and as Allah begins to test the will of the people on this journey to the military front, a military front that is so obvious in the Muslim world today. Not only one front, but many fronts. The central front and the peripheral fronts. These fronts are all over. And our history is moving us towards these military fronts, but some of us are peeling away. Some of us are deserting this military affair. And it is the will of Allah that this occurs. حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب. So that Allah may verify those who are authentic of what they think and what they are committed to, and those who are phonies, and those who are vicious, and those who are evil. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So after this, what seemed like an illogical command, after some troops objected to this, there were some who stayed the course, and they went on to face a superpower. We're talking about here two military forces in which the balance of power is skewed towards Jalut, Goliath, against Talut, Saul. And when the final confrontation occurred, it occurred between those who Allah had filtered out in this process. And then what happens? فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Remember, in the final stage, those who Allah describes as الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, even stepped out of the military fray. Look at what they have and look at what we have. We don't stand any chance. This is the military attitude that we have today towards the Zionists that occupy our first Qibla. What can be more dear to you than your first Qibla? And you have all the right in the world to regain your right. And that is the impending clash between us and the Islamic civilization and those in the counter-civilization. They are the superpowers, we are the Davids, and they are the Goliaths. But what does Allah say after this process that we are going through? وَكَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. How many times does it occur that those who are numerically inferior overcome and defeat those who are numerically superior by Allah's lead? And Allah is with those who withstand this course.